Okay, cool. So, why is this open? Oh. Don't need that. The minute I'm trying to find where I have meat. Oh, there we go. Okay, tough. So we are. We have just finished Vlatatas. We are now moving on to Perek Kodshei Mizbeach. Right?
Yep.
Wait. Kodshei Dada Dafet Dafet Faron off. Kodshei Mizbeach Mitarfin Zeh Imzeh Le Me'ilah. Kodshei Mizbeach joined together for Me'ilah. Meaning, if you are Moel in a Chatzi Pruta from an Asham and a Chatzi Pruta from a Chatzas, then it's Mitarf to Me'ilah Kaprusha Shavai Pruta and you have to do the Tashlum and you have to bring the Asham.
If it's less than a Pruta, you don't.
Yeah. There's no Tashlum, obviously. It's never Tashlum less than a Shavai Pruta. Right? And there's no Asham either for the same reason. Okay. So, Me'ilah, that does not mean it's not Nisidoraita. Keep in mind.
Okay.
Okay, so, right, they join together. Kodshei Mizbeach join together for Me'ilah. Bele Chayev Aleim Mishon Pigol Venoisaratame. They also join together for the Yisurim of Pigol. Meaning, if you were makre bechavana to either throw the dam or to eat something or to burn something that should be burned in the wrong time or in the wrong place, right? Kodshei Perika Bais Mitzarif Zemzeh. Again, Kodshei Perika Bais Mitzarif. They join together for Me'ilah. Echad Kodshei Mizbeach, Vecher Kodshei Perika Bais Mitzarif Zemzeh Le Me'ilah. And therefore we see that Kodshei Perika Zayis and Kodshei Mizbeach have the same rule that they are Mitzarif Zemzeh Le Me'ilah. But no, Kodshei Mizbeach are not Mitzarif with Kodshei Perika Bais Le Me'ilah. Sorry?
What is that?
Kodshim and Mizbeach, like Kodshim that are meant to be born on Mizbeach, Korbanos,
yeah,
are not Mitzarif with Kodshei Perek Habayis for Me'ilah.
Oh, okay.
Right? We'll discuss the reasons why for all this. Just know what this does imply is that there is one Isra called Me'ilah, and there's one Isra called Pigul, and there's one Isra called Noisar, and there's one Isra called Tamei. It's not this Chat, there's Noisar, and Asham Noisar, right? There's Noisar, and there's Tamei, right? These are all single Shemais of Isurim.
Yeah.
Right?
So they join or they don't join?
They don't join. It's true about both of them. They join internally.
Oh.
It's a confusing line in the Mishnah. We will
talk about that.
We will get to it, yes.
Okay.
Interestingly, Tosfos learn it the opposite way of what I just said. It's what I just said from Rashi. Tosfos learn it the opposite way, and they say no, that they kodshim is be'achar mitzarif with kodshim be'achar bayis. Okay, fine. I remembered somebody else. Okay, fine. So fine. That's an issue that we will have to discuss soon. Okay. Hashta yish loimer dekasani echad kodshei mizbeach ve'etsha echad kodshei perek habayis. Dehai kdushas abukos ve'hai kdushas damim. So, the Gemara says that you could say that says echad kodshei mizbeach kodshei perek habayis. Right, why does it distinguish between Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Perek Habayis? Because Kodshei Mizbeach of what's called Kodesh Mishkof, and we've discussed this concept before, is inherently Kodesh. Right, it's not Kodesh for its monetary value, it's Kodesh for what it is. Nafkamina, you cannot do a pidyon on it.
Kodshei Mizbeach.
Right, that's Kodshei Mizbeach. Kodshei Gures and Perek Habayis have only what's called Kodesh Stamim. Their monetary value is Kodesh, as a Chefza it's not value, it's not Kodesh. Meaning you can then do a pidyon on it with no problem. Right? You can simply transfer the kedusha in it from the monetary value of the chayfetz to money.
And they're able to do that with the ketoret, even though it was
before it was put in the Klisharis. I don't want to. The big deal in Toysis, winning Daki, just cut it to Doris Gekdush as a ghost. I don't get Gekdush as a ghost in the Machtesh at some later point. I don't want to. Like, it's a very, very complicated Sugya. There's many issues that come into it. But Josh, the answer is yes. Okay. Afilu hachi kasani mitzarfim ze im ze, and says the Mishnah seems to imply, yeah, that's Tosis, okay. Not sure what Miyuchas Rashi is doing, right? Even so, it seems to imply that they are mitzarfim ze im ze kochei medveach with kochei bedek habayis, right? Therefore, if kochei bedek veach are kochei bedek habayis, are mitzarfim, even though they have two radically different forms of kedusha, then how can it be that, like, obviously kochei mizbeach, I'm sorry for the other kochei mizbeach, where it's the same sort of kedusha.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So mishum de kasani ala chayav aleim mishum pigul noisa retome de kochei bedik habayis loy ika hachi mishum hachi kap haligleit. So it says, it didn't distinguish between them because of me'ila. There is no distinction in me'ila. It distinguished between them because of Pigul Nois Ratame. Those Yisurim don't exist in Kochei Bedek Habayis because they're unique to Kochei Mizbeach. Because they're psulim in the process of Akrava. Right? Therefore, that's why distinguishing Kochei Bedek Habayis and Kochei Mizbeach. Not because of anything else.
It's ideal, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Very fine. So we have to continue. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Michvarta ein Chayavin Mishum Meila El Kol Shabbat Kabayis VeOila Bil Vad. My time, the Amar Kro Nefesh Kisim Olmal Kotche Hashem, Kotche Hashem, Kotche Miyuchadim Hashem, Yif Bayim Vila, Val Kotche Mizbeach, Is Belahanim, La Kohanim, Ve Is Behu, La Bailim. So we have a statement from Rabbi Yana. It's obvious that there is only a Chiyuv of Me'ila in Kotche Bedek Habayis and in an Oila. However, everything else will have no me'ila whatsoever, because the pasuk says, right? A nefesh kisimah, anybody who will sort of deny something, mikotchei Hashem, from the kotchei Hashem, will deny the kodesh nature, will get hanah from it. Kotchei meyuchadim Hashem. We're talking about kotchei Hashem, so the kotchei that are miyuchadim Hashem, which is right. An oila or a kochei bedek habayis because they're lashem. However, other kochei mizbeach from chatas and asham down are partially eaten, either by kohanim or by regular yisrael, and therefore they will not have meila. Now note, right? Note. This is obviously a radical contradiction to everything we've said so far.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I will only say that the Gemara will deal with it. And I'm not going to explain it away right now because the Gemara is going to deal with the problem. Just to be aware, this is, like I said, a radical difference from what we've seen up until this point, where, of course, Chatas and Asham have Me'ila. But it's not just an issue of we've assumed. The Mishnahs have literally explicitly talked about Me'ila and Chatas and Asham, Raya Shlomim, etc. So this statement is not going to stand. It says, Then we have the Mishnah. Kochei mizbeach mizdarfin ze im ze lemeila. This is obviously a problem for Rabbi Yanai said. If they are mizdarif ze im ze, then they in fact do have meila. Right? The answer was miderabanan. It's meila derabanan. It's not mizanim meila deraisa. So then, Kodshei Kodshim Sheshachtam Adoraim Mo Alim Bahem. What about Kodshei Kodshim that you were Shochet them in Adoraim? It doesn't just mean Ola. Right, it doesn't make sense that it just means Ola. It clearly means Chatnashim. It says Kodshei Kodshim in general. Again. And if you Shechta them in Doraim when they're you know, puzzle. Right? So that means Rabbanan again, same favorites. Tanan, by the way, no, the Rambam really read the Mishnah Lamaisa that way. Right, if you remember.
Are there any authority that explains the...
Okay. So then it says, Tanan, we have another Mishnah. Nehneh min achatas sheyichaya loy mal ad sheyifkoim. Kshayvan sheyi meisa. So the Gemara, another Mishnah. Somebody gets hanah from a chatas while it is living. The meila is not considered meila until you actually damage the animal in some way. Right? We've seen this Mishnah. If it dies, then any hanah whatsoever, which is the kosher shaviputa, will we have all the usual nafkamins of meila. Mi de rabbonon. Again, the same terrace, right? Umi del raisa loy. The Gemara asks, wait, that doesn't make any sense. It all sounds del raisa. Now, no, the Rama, like I said, did take some of these, actually, derabanan. This Gemara is probably part of what he based it on. Right? V'atzanya Rebbe Omer kol chel v'ashem l'arabay zim roi kachim kal n'imil. Didn't the Gemara say, quote a braisa? Didn't Rebbe say, says the Gemara from a braisa, kol chelev Hashem, all the chelev which is Hashem, that comes to include kol chelev, comes to put emurei kodshim kalam lemeila, that comes to say that emurim kodshim kalam, in fact, have meila, right? You wouldn't have necessarily known it from kodshim Hashem, so kol chelev Hashem, right? So it says again, miderabonon. So then, Vehakrakanasiva, says the Gemara. He quoted a pasuk. That's Machta Alma. It's an Atzmachta, don't worry about it. Now, note, have I explained already the Machlokes about what an Atzmachta is? The Rifa versus the Rambam? The Rifa versus the Rambam? The Rifa versus the Rambam?
Well, the Rambam says they went like back afterwards.
No, the Rambam says the memory device. That's marked that they literally just leaned the halacha on a pasuk as a memory device to make it easier to remember. Right? The Ritva says no. It was the Rotten and Torah that you would do this the whole time.
That you were associated with this pasuk.
It just was not made obligatory. It was optional. And at some stage or another, the Rabbanan decided would be obligatory.
The mitzvah or whatever was optional.
And then the Rabbanan decided it would be obligatory.
But it has to be all right to stand. Not, since it's not a Doraita.
The Rambam says. Which bit is not a Doraita?
Anything that doesn't have smachta attached to it.
It's automatically not a Doraita. It's like a Chetzi Doraita going to the Ritva. Right? Okay. V'yaha Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Ula say the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Kodshish Meisel. Yatsmi Demiila Dvar Torah. So it didn't Ula say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that when Kodshim, we've seen this halacha before, Kodshim that died for some reason that has nothing to do with Hakrava, right? They lose their Isser Me'ila Min HaTorah. They become Asser Me'ila only to Dera Abonam, right? B'mai, what's the case? Ilim b'kotri b'kavai sefil ki meitim nami lo yehei ela da'akdish ha'shafa l'ashpa l'bedek abayit. Says the Gemara. Let's say we're talking about Kodshei Beka Bais that died. Right? No. And? Right? If you were to be marked as total garbage to Beka Bais, it has Me'ila. So why is the body of a dead animal any worse than that? Right? Clearly, the body of a dead animal, which belongs to the Beka Bais, even after it dies, will have Me'ila. Min HaTorah. Right? Ella Kodsh, so it says, Ella Kodsh is Be'ach the Raisa. Mi Ispo Mi'ila. And according to you, Rabbi Yana, I can't be talking about Kodsh is Be'ach because they don't have any Isra Mi'ilam in HaTorah. Right? So what exactly was Ullah talking about in the name of Yochanan? Right? By the way, it's obviously it's not only talking about Ullah, but then it says there wouldn't be Kutcha Shemesa, it would be Ullah Shemesa. Right? Ela hachi ka amri devei rabbi yanai mehaikra kotche bedek abayis shamin mina kotche mizbeach le shamin mina. Rather, this is actually what they said in the rabbi yanai, not that kotche mizbeach learned the me'ila, but you wouldn't know it from this pasuk. The kotche mizbeach, the isur me'ila and kotche mizbeach is learned from a different pasuk. This pasuk only teaches you about kotche bedek abayis and maybe Ola. Maybe those are the only two karbanos where it's entirely Lashem. Should be noted that it's not even legamrei true that ola is legamrei Lashem, because the or the skin of the ola is like a kohanim, right? They're the kohanim owners in Deimamonos. Okay. Yeah. But Basira, that's what you said, which is already much more palatable and much less of a stira with everything we've set up until this point.
Yeah?
הבעיה שזה לא מתונה, הבעיה של גמרא, כשהגמרא דיברה על שיטה גם נחמיה, שפיע נחמיה, כפי שאנחנו נחמיה גם צריך, נכון?
Okay, fine. That's the Amud. Derek Agav, and this is an important Ha'ara, because I forgot to mention it from the recording I made yesterday. The Gemara mentions in the institution, Lein in the Torah L'malachi Asharis. Right? This is a halachic klal. The Torah wasn't given to angels. It was given to human beings.
And therefore
it wasn't given to people, it wasn't given to perfect beings, and therefore it was given to people, and it takes account of that. This is an actual halachic klal, which shows up in places that you'd be surprised. Right?
Yeah.
For example, there is an iser when your body is not clean, when you have any excrement on your body, and in particular, and the place where it leaves your body, there is an iser to daven. The problem is, it's hard to know.
Yeah.
Right? If there's a tiny little fleck of excrement there, it's almost impossible to know. So the Gemara says that it's only a problem if it's so much that you'd be able to see it when you are sort of bent over. When, like, basically it's open up there and people can, like, you know, see it if you want more clothes. Yeah. So the reason why is because then it's also easy to clean up. Right? And the Gemara explains that that is because of the klal of learning the Torah of Malachi Asharis. Right, it shows up in other areas of halacha as well. This is a very, very important klal. It doesn't show up that often, but it does show up. Obviously, it can be misused.
Yeah.
But, but it's important to be aware that Torah does not, in fact, expect perfection from us. And that's built into the halachic system. Okay?
Alright.
Okay.